The topic of divorce isn't typical dinner table conversation, but it's exactly the thing a new podcast is most interested in talking about.
Oh, God, marriage really doesn't mean a thing to me.
He didn't find me attractive. Like, that really, it got to me after a while.
She picked up the phone and said, "That's it, I'm going to call the cops."
In his podcast, Forever is a Long Time, Ian Koss interviewed every member of his family whose marriage ended in divorce, which he says is most of them. WBUR's Amelia Mason sat down with a Medford producer to talk about marriage and whether we're doomed to repeat our parents' mistakes.
Ian Koss is the only person I know who writes his own Christmas music.
Christmas with the missus. This is how it's gonna be till we die.
Ian's written a new batch of Christmas songs every year for 15 years, which is to say, he's the kind of guy who commits, even if the odds seem stacked against him.
My parents had divorced, and all of my parents' siblings had divorced, and some of my grandparents had divorced, some of my great-grandparents had divorced.
That's Ian. He's a musician and radio producer from Medford.
Hey there.
Hello.
Come on in. Don't mind the dog.
I've known Ian for almost a decade. We worked together on a podcast years ago. So I was a little concerned when I read the email about his latest project.
The title of the email was like, "A podcast about divorce." And I was like, is Ian getting divorced? I was like worried. But I did click on it as a result because I'm nosy.
Oh, that's a good good promotional strategy, I guess. But I've gotten that response from a couple different people.
Ian isn't getting divorced. He's been married to his wife, Kelsey, for 6 years. But marriages in his family don't tend to last. And lately, he's wondered if he's doomed to repeat the family curse.
I just get this, you know, have this fear that relationships are just going to hit a wall at some point, that, you know, no matter how strong it is, how close you are, how compatible you are, that I won't be able to carry that with me.
In his podcast, Ian tries to figure out why so many marriages in his family failed. And his relatives are really candid, like the aunt who admits she married her ex-husband because she liked his family's beach house.
We would go down there, you know, for weeks at a time.
Wow.
It was really divine, yeah.
So it's like you fell in love with that lifestyle.
Yeah.
As much as anything.
No.
Then there's Ian's grandmother, who was way ahead of her time.
What I suggested to him was what now is called open marriage. Hmm. And everything was working fine until I had a relationship.
And there's his father, who talks about his fear of repeating his own parents' messy divorce.
I mean, it was just a never-ending, nonstop war.
Ian also interviews his wife, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Who is surprisingly cool about the whole "is my marriage doomed to fail" line of questioning.
So is this like an attempt to be aware of those ways that your ancestors are in hopes of, I guess in this case, not replaying them?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Kelsey pretty much nails it here. Ian's whole project of examining his family's failed marriages is really a quest to learn what makes a marriage work. If he can just figure out what went wrong in these relationships, he can avoid catastrophe in his own. He could avoid pain and always feel secure in his choices. I'd like that certainty, too.
How do you know when to kind of, like, push through? Mm. And, like, how do you know when to let it go?
There is no supposed to. There is no way to say for sure when you need to, like, work through those challenges and when it's time to call it quits. And that's just one of those choices you have to make yourself.
Every episode ends in an original song by Ian. The first one's called "Come Back Later." The song is kind of a warning not to bury your feelings. Ian says he wrote it to remind himself that every fleeting feeling will return. The doubts, but the joys, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Would you do me the favor and watch for this behavior? Would you do me the favor? later. Behavior, would you do me the favor?